You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
3 out of 10 people say they multitask in the shower.
Seems crazy.
What? What are you doing? I got to know what you're doing that you're multitasking in the shower. Like, what is there to do in the shower besides bathe yourself?
I mean, does it count? Are we counting like things like brushing your teeth or shaving your face?
No.
Because I didn't used to shave my face.
No, all of that falls into showering.
Regular shower activity.
So I was looking at this article that came out that said it, and it was like, if you want to be efficient, I'm like, aren't we efficient in every other aspect of our life? Now we can't even just bathe ourselves in peace. We got to figure out ways to do 6 other things.
Right.
And things that it says that you should also be doing in the shower if you want to be efficient with your time.
Okay.
Learn a new language. So I guess you like play like those, what are they?
Like Babbel or Audible.
Right. Yeah, those things.
They have those, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another thing it says is use the voice recorder on your smartphone to dictate thoughts and ideas.
I love that we just think that we always have something so genius to say.
Mm.
Wouldn't that prolong your shower time, too? If you're in there working on your language lessons, wouldn't that, you know what I mean? Like, you take like a 12-minute shower, you've told
eight
me
minutes.
Before. 8 minutes,
anything,
right.
Anything longer than 8 minutes is too much time in the shower. But clearly,
see?
I'm not using my time wisely. I could be using that 8 minutes to also be learning French.
Right, you're not efficient enough. Right, okay, what else do they suggest?
Pray or meditate. And I thought about this, and I get the praying part.
Sure.
But the meditating part, all I think about is like, if I sit down, like in the shower, I'm going to fall asleep in the shower.
You don't actually have to sit down to meditate.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh,
I mean, if you're in a soothing area, that's like relaxing.
Every single time I've tried to meditate, I fall asleep immediately. And then the people that are always like guiding it are like, no, that's okay. I'm like, is it? Because I'm not, all I'm doing is going to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Not if you're in the shower, right? It might not be okay to do it there. All right.
I got to know, like, what are people doing? If you are one of these 3 out of 10 people that are multitasking in the shower, because I like to be efficient.
Yeah.
You know, if there's things that I can be doing that I'm not aware of, what are they? 1-800-330-9999. Robert.
So for me, when I'm in the shower, it feels like my brain is just on overdrive. So I love learning while I'm in the shower. So I put on like a podcast or something informative or just like a self-help book that just helps me work on myself. Because I just really, like while I'm showering, I just think about all my shortcomings and it's kind of look within, and it just helps me kind of like, I don't know, build. I mean, like when I wash off all the old me, I kind of come out of the shower feeling like a brand new person.
Oh, he got deep. He got deep. He's like, I listen to podcasts and I come out a new person.
Right. I analyze my shortcomings when I'm naked in the shower. That's what I heard.
I exfoliate and all of a sudden I'm a different person.
I wash up the filth.
You wouldn't even recognize me without that skin.
I mean, I know what it is to wash off a hangover or, you know, a chore or something like that. But okay. You're like, I'm just getting rid of the old me. Love it.
What are you doing?
Well, a couple times, not every time, but a couple times I've had a little pregame before I went out.
Yeah.
On a Friday or Saturday night.
That way you don't have to worry about that open container thing.
Oh, yeah, the music going, a nice cocktail there.
Yeah, I used to do that in college. The sorority girls would get ready. We would all have, like, a beer with us in the shower. Now I can't even imagine.
Shower drinking seems so strange to me, but
Coors Light, only the good stuff.
If you only got so much time before you gotta go, I guess.
Take advantage of it.
Mike, how do you multitask in the shower?
So I'm, like, pretty busy throughout the whole day, and I get home late and tired, so... So in the shower, I just want to catch up on my calls. Like I call my mother, my brothers. So I just have them on speaker and I talk to them while I shower.
You know what?
My phone's outside.
The first few times that you do it, did you announce that you were naked?
No, I just have to say I'm in the shower.
Okay.
It's my mama, so it's fine.
There's something about me that if I'm naked and my phone rings and it's somebody I know, I go, yeah, I'm naked.
You just have to announce it?
I don't know why.
Gosh.
I don't know why. I'm like, I feel like obligated to tell them as if I was like walking into a room and they might stumble across me. Of course, they're on the other end of the telephone.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Like all the people you have to call back that you haven't gotten a chance to call back, like your good friends.
But
like,
friends is one thing. Your mom is one thing. Imagine if you were calling back, like, you know, contractors and stuff you had to deal with, the cable guy. And you're just like, yeah, I'm calling back to make my appointment in your doctor's office. And they'd be like, are you in the shower?
Yeah. Think about how long you get put on hold when you call like the credit card company, you call an airline. Do it while you shower.
No,
if
it's
I'm
a good idea.
If I'm going to sit on phone for like 40 minutes on hold, I might as well be taking a shower and blowing out my hair.
What if the customer service rep picks up after you've been on hold for 70 minutes and says, sir, sir, are you in the shower? And I go, yes. So you're naked right now? Yes. And they go, I'm not taking this call.
I don't know if that would happen.
There's only one way to find out. It's a 70-minute shower.
Rebecca, what do you do in the shower?
I do everything I possibly can in the shower. I love the shower. I love being warm and cozy. I'm a cold person. So it's a great place to eat ice cream because then you don't get cold from the ice cream. It's a great place to like work on all the things at work that I have to remember, like practicing saying things out loud or speeches, or I practice arguing with people that I know that I'm mad at. Like I act the whole thing out in the shower. Sometimes if there's a Zoom meeting where I know I'm not going to have to talk, I just put myself on mute and turn off my camera, take a shower, or I'll take a bath and just have the computer in the bath. And then if they're like, turn on your camera, I'll be like, ah, oh, my internet's bad.
Yeah. You're looking to get electrocuted. Rebecca, you are a special kind of crazy. I love that you are practicing arguments because that is something I have done. Have you ever practiced an argument, Anna?
No.
Never?
I think about all the things I wish I would have said.
No, that's what I mean. Right. You would have said it next time.
But like, I don't go back and I'll be like, all right, I'm going to see Angela on Tuesday. Let me get in the shower and practice all the things we're going to discuss.
Right. But you know? I mean, hindsight being 20/20, that's what I mean. And then you figure next time somebody says that to me, does that to me, I'll be ready.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh, I love that.
And I will be.
I would have never said that out loud.
That's amazing.
Congratulations on your courage today.
Hell, you win.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you.